From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, November 8th at 8:57. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mixed trade so far in early action. December corn up 2¾ at 4:30¼. January soybeans just down a penny and a quarter at 10.25. And December Chicago wheat up 4¼ at 5.75¾. Outside markets, last check, Dow Jones up 105 points at 43,834. And December WTI oil down $1.18 at 71.18. So mixed trade here this morning as we look to close out an absolutely headline-packed week. We had the U.S. election. We had a Fed rate cut yesterday. China announced some stimulus here overnight to their economy. And we'll have a fresh monthly WASD report by the government at 11 a.m. today. As I mentioned, China announced a $1.4 trillion debt package stimulus aimed at easing some local government debt. This is not a direct payment, but they're trying to props the situation up over there. They've had a tough economy, a consumer with little confidence, as they've really just struggled to come out of their zero COVID lockdowns they had a few years back. And it's becoming increasingly clear with the election of Trump, the posing question is, can they afford a trade war with a precarious economic position domestically over there? So time will tell on that. Speaking of China, more flash sales here this morning reported by the USDA. 3.9 million bushels of beans to China, 4.8 million bushels of beans to unknown, and 7.8 million bushels of corn also to unknown. Lots of speculation on unknown, who is that? And, especially beans, you might suspect China. The corn might suspect Mexico as our number one corn export destination. It should also be noted U.S. river conditions have improved drastically with recent rainfall, especially in the Midwest and Western Midwest. It's really helped the Mississippi and Illinois rivers get back to normal. They've been very dry most of fall. So it'll be interesting if USDA will have to increase corn export demand, as that's been very, very strong and kind of counter-seasonal to our big shipping window. Right now, it's soybeans, and we'll shift to corn Jan, Feb, March as the Brazilians take over the cheapest origin for soybeans as they get into their harvest. So lots moving around this week, as you can tell. So hopefully we can close out the week strong, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.